about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you to help you get stuff done around your house. I can't wait. I feel like spring is right around the corner now, and I'm already thinking ahead to all the stuff I want to do outside my house because I've had about enough winter right now, even though in our part of the country it wasn't terrible. And you know why it wasn't terrible, Leslie? Because I bought ourselves a brand new snowblower. And because I did so, we had virtually no snow. So it worked pretty well. I think it was well worth the investment. And, you know, I recommend that to everybody.
Can I ask you to return it for next year so I can ski more?
I know, right? Can we try that again? But listen, if you've got a question or a project you want to get going on, you're in the right place. Reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask. You can post your question there, or you can actually send us a voicemail through our website at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Got a great show planned for you guys. Coming up on today's episode, adding a new well-designed and organized laundry room is a very popular project that can make laundry a lot easier. But because laundry room remodels involve plumbing, they involve electrical work, they involve carpentry, it really does need careful planning. So we're going to have some smart planning tips to help just ahead.
And if you've got an older home, you know that cast iron radiators are really the gold standard for warm, moist, and even heating. So just ahead, we're going to share tips on easy ways to make old radiators look as good as they work.
And if you're a renter, do you worry about getting your security deposit back when it's time to move out? We're going to share the most commonly overlooked items that stand between you and getting all of that cashola return just ahead.
But first, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Reach out to us with your questions right now at moneypit.com/ask. Whatever you are working on this March weekend, oh my goodness, it really is almost spring. I can't believe how quickly this year is going. So guys, you're running out of time to get everything ready for Memorial Day, right? We're just rushing to it. So give us a call so we can get your house spring ready.
And you can do that by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or once again, just go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Susan in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Okay, my house is approximately 100 years old, and it's pretty much been redone. But I was taking some sheetrock off one of the walls in one of the rooms, and I know that all my walls behind the sheetrock on the walls and ceiling are 1x6s. Very close together. And so I was thinking about taking the sheetrock off, I guess staining or doing something with the 1x6s. But I want to know how you seal the cracks, you know, where the 1x6s join each other. They're small cracks.
So the 1x6s, are they on top of like plaster or something like that? It sounds like there are furring strips that were put in place to hold the sheetrock. Is that correct?
No. Behind the sheetrock, the 1x6s, and then on top of that 1x6s is old-timey wallpaper.
Oh, okay. So this is the original walls of the house. All right. Interesting.
Yes.
So you wouldn't seal the cracks. You would basically celebrate the cracks. You're not going to hide them. So what would you like to do with the 1x? Do you want to paint it or stain it or what?
I want to stain it. I want natural wood.
Okay. So you've got a big sanding project in front of you, but you can do it. You know, you're going to have to use a pretty coarse sandpaper to cut through whatever's there. You're going to have to sand them down, and then you can seal that wood, and you can stain it, and you can put a varnish on it or a urethane on it. I wouldn't use anything with much of a sheen to it. I'd probably use flat or semi-gloss. You can stain it, but then you could use a flat polyurethane. It has no sheen to it.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Victor in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm considering making walk-in shower a shower steam room.
Okay.
I had the house, our house built in 2007, and at that time I called your show for advice on bathroom tiles and tankless hot water system. That worked out perfect for your advice.
Oh, good. So we got that right.
Yeah, you did. I'm perfectly right. okay.
How big is the shower that you want to turn into a steam bath?
8x5.
All right, perfect, perfect. So it's definitely a good project. It's going to add some value to your house and make you, make a nice, beautiful room for you to enjoy. And you can do that by adding a steam shower generator. Now, these generators are very small, about the size of a briefcase. Take a look at the generators from Mr. Steam, MrSteam.com. These guys are the leaders in this space. And
okay,
they give you all the information there on the website on how to do this. But you can basically locate this steam generator. You don't even have to put it in the bathroom. It can be up to 60 feet away. And then when you call, they have all the controls. And when you call from Steam, it comes on. It generates the steam and comes right through the ports that you will install into that shower space. It really sounds like a perfect setup for something like this.
Is that M-I-S-T-E-M or Mr.
M-R? MrSteam.com, MrSteam.com. Check it out. They've got all the information right there. It's a great product.
So, but overall, the concept is okay to do?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
That's exactly the space you want to have to do something like this. Fantastic opportunity. I would go for it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Monica on the line with a roofing question. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, my daughter had just purchased a home, and originally, apparently, the house had a flat roof, and then they put a peak roof over the top of it. I was just wondering if on that flat roof, if you should go into that space and insulate over that flat roof.
Oh, that's a good question. So, first of all, the idea of covering a flat roof with a pitched roof is not unusual. Folks do that for a number of reasons, both architecturally because they like the appearance of the pitched roof and because they're just sick and tired of dealing with flat roofs and the leaks that can happen more frequently as a result of them. Now, typically you would have insulated inside that ceiling under the flat roof. So therefore, there's no reason you cannot add additional insulation over that. You could do something as easy as laying fiberglass bats right on top of that roof, side by side, unfaced fiberglass, and it would add additional insulation to that space.
Oh, that was what I was wondering. That would help keep some of the heat from getting on the tarring of the flat roof and help cool the lower level, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it would. More importantly, it's going to keep the heat or the coolness inside the house. So, yeah, it will help separate some of that heat. And there should also be ventilation in that new pitched roof that will be necessary for the insulation to work well.
I mean, I think the house is actually a three-layer house. Both roofs apparently were flat, and they peaked both of them.
What you can do in that situation is you can add a ridge vent to the peak, and you can add some roof vents lower on the roof, and that will improve the ventilation dramatically. Monica, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, adding a new, well-designed and organized laundry room is a very popular project these days. And it's one that can make laundry a heck of a lot easier and less stressful to do.
Yeah, but because laundry room remodels involve plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry, it can get a little complicated. So we're going to have some tips to help you get that job done with the Money Pit Return.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit Carrier.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? You got some big projects that you're thinking of tackling around your Money Pit? Well, whatever it is, what are you thinking about? Do you want us to help? That's what we are here for, guys, so turn to us to get those projects done. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
And the easiest way to do just that is to follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we're going to head to New Orleans, where we've got Brennan on the line, who's dealing with a structural imager, too, at his brand new home. Well, new home for him, first-time homeowner. What's going on?
All right, so it's a raised house, kind of typical New Orleans construction, solid concrete piers, and we bought the house knowing that there was a noticeable sag in the middle. The home inspections, you know, didn't say that it was any other really untoward problems, and it was kind of factored into the cost. I've had a shoring company with a lot of experience in New Orleans come and basically shim it with cement planks and cement blocks, and it really brought up the middle about 3 inches, got it pretty level.
Wow.
The question I had was, they recommended getting a lot of sand underneath the house to prevent further erosion. You can see in the middle they had a plumbing issue years back that led to a big washout out of the center, which caused the main sag.
To drop.
So now I'm wondering, a big drop. Now I'm wondering, should I get buckets and loads of sand under there? Is there issues and reasons why that would be a problem or not?
I don't understand why they're recommending that. That's not, your problem is not erosion. Your problem is settlement of the footing holding up that center pier. And yes, if you had a major leak there, that would weaken the soil under the pier and it can make the building move. It's encouraging that they were able to restore this home to level, and that, the best of your knowledge, has it sunken any further since then, or has it remained pretty much where they left it?
It's pretty much where they left it. You know, it's only been a few weeks, so that people, you know, I'm kind of just waiting and seeing. But they've, you know, I feel like they're pretty reputable. I've gotten a lot of other companies to basically say the same thing, that the piers were strong. They didn't need to be replaced, just sort of reshifted. Now, you can look at them and see, obviously, that they had moved. And I had questioned with the sand or the dirt how to prevent it from moving in the future.
I mean, the best way to prevent it from moving from the future is to make sure it – water's the enemy here. If you get a lot of water in there, you know, that's what's going to weaken the soil. It's just like this. I mean, if you think about it, if you're walking across a dirt field and it's a dry, sunny day – you may get some dust, but you don't sink into the dirt, right? But if it gets a really good rainstorm, you sink in.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Wet dirt doesn't hold your weight like dry dirt does. Same thing with a house. If it gets wet under the footing, it's going to shift. And if you had a major plumbing issue that forced a lot of water in there, that would make perfect sense. It would disturb the soil, and then over the next several years, it probably moved and sagged like that. I don't understand, though, why are they recommending the sand? The only other thing that you might do in a crawl space is you may put plastic sheeting over it, and the reason you do that across the soil floor or the sand floor that's there, the only reason you do that is to reduce the amount of moisture that will evaporate up from the ground and potentially get into your insulation, which makes the insulation a little more efficient. But in terms of adding more sand, I don't see what the reason is.
Yeah, I think more, if anything, you know, we get a lot of rain here. Sometimes we get very heavy rain, and I'm going to wait to see if it does look like it's washing out, maybe, but I would be more interested. It doesn't have gutters. This is a house from the 50s with gutters, and I thought it might be better to keep gutters.
Now, that's a good investment. Yeah, that's a good investment. If you don't have gutters, you know, all these problems are water management problems, you know, and by managing that water and getting away from the house. So, yeah, definitely put in gutters on all sides of the house and make sure that the downspouts, most gutter companies will drop those out about 6 inches or a foot. Make sure they're extended out a good 3 or 4 feet so you're moving that water away from the foundation. The less water that collects around the outside like that, the better off you're going to be. It's going to protect the foundation from shifting. It'll have less moisture and humidity inside that will get into the insulation.
Great. That's a reassuring nod of what I thought might be a good, better idea than sand.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. That's very exciting, your first house. And call us anytime you have a question.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, adding a new, well-designed, and organized laundry room to your home is a very popular project that can make laundry a heck of a lot easier and less stressful to do.
True, but while a laundry room makeover may be a small space remodeling project, it requires a heck of a lot of smart planning to get it done. And you also need the help of some skilled pros to handle the plumbing, the electrical work, and sometimes even the carpentry.
Well, the first thing you've got to think about, guys, is the location. Now, you can build a laundry room into something as small as a closet or even as large as your utility room, a spare bedroom, or a basement. But as you think through the location possibilities, you've got to consider things like the distance between your laundry room and the bedrooms, because generally that's where you're storing up your laundry. So the greater the distance, the farther you've got to travel back and forth to get that laundry done. So, you know, you kind of want to make it the most convenient. Now, you also want to think about the distance to the utilities. Does that laundry area already have access to plumbing and electrical connections? If not, how far do you need to run them to get them there? And is there a way to run an exhaust to that dryer vent? And for gas dryers, what about a gas line? You know, there's so much involved in getting this room up and running. Now, utility connections can be very costly to run,
So you've got to pick a place that's easy to access so you can kind of keep those costs to a minimum.
And then let's talk about space. Is there going to be enough space for all of your laundry room activities? Not just washing clothes, but folding, storing detergents and bleach, and even ironing laundry. What about storage space for the dryer sheets, the stain removers, and all those other laundry supplies? They really do add up. So the bottom line is you got to make some smart choices when you plan a laundry room project. But if you do it right, you can really help bring that project in on time and on budget and set you up with a space that can serve your family well for many, many years to come. My problem is it always looks super organized like the first week, and then it all falls apart. So I think it's also got to be easy to reorganize. Now, I'm going to add that to the tips.
Yeah, and to maintain that organization, that's the trick.
And maintain, right, exactly.
Christine in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a 1930s home, and the owner, he built it for himself and lives here for a while. The electricity has been replaced since then, and it's a new box, you know, with the on and off switches. And a lot of labels, including one that says gutter heater, which I'm curious about. But my question is,
we're painting
the whole house, and all the outlet boxes are being replaced, and the switches, and we're replacing the switches, but the wires look like they're original to the home. Do those need replaced as well?
How old is the wiring? When was the home built?
1930-ish.
Is it knob and tube wiring? Do you know what that is?
Well, I thought that meant what was in the box, so I guess I do not, because the box in the basement is just the switches.
The panel may have been fuses and then upgraded to circuit breakers, but what you're concerned about is the wiring in the wall. I'll say this. If it's knob and tube wiring, which is the original form of central wiring that was added to homes around that time, by the way, that type of wiring has to be replaced because it's not grounded and it's not groundable. If it's really any other type of wiring, and as long as it's wired correctly and your electrician can check all that, then you could probably keep it.
Okay.
But knob and tube wiring is easy to spot. It's a black rubber coating. It is strung along the sides of wood beams from ceramic tubes, and whenever it goes through a beam, it's strung from the side of beams with ceramic knobs, and whenever it goes through the beams is a ceramic tube that goes through it. And that type of wiring is very unsafe. So other than that, I think as long as everything's wired properly, you know, you should be good to go. It's not a do-it-yourself project, by the way. You need a professional electrician do this work for you, Christine, okay?
Is it possible that the wiring, like, because I didn't see anything that looked like what you're describing, but I don't see how they could have replaced it if the wiring that I'm seeing, it looks like, you know, it's just coming out of the light switch, say, under the box plate. It's got like a cloth.
You should not be doing this work yourself, Christine. This is not a difficult thing to assess for a professional electrician. There are a lot of places aside from inside those boxes where you can see the type of wiring. Any exposed framing in the attic or basement, for example, you'll see this wiring. Okay?
Thanks so much.
We'd love to tell you to do it yourself. This is what I'm telling you. Don't do it yourself. Okay? All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're lucky enough to have cast iron radiators that keep you warm all season long, we're going to share ways that you can refinish them to better blend in with your decor. All that when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you dreaming about for a project for spring? Is it a new deck? Is it a patio?
Is it some gardening work? Whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours. We'll help you get it done. Just post your question at moneypit.com/ask.
Now it's time to help Fraser, who's on the line with a question about flooring, looking to add one floor over another. What can we do for you?
I was wondering what your thoughts were regarding putting laminate flooring down over Mexican pavers. Does a vapor barrier take up the difference in elevations at the grout lines, or what are your thoughts regarding that?
So, Fraser, if what I'm getting here is that you want to see how you can sort of level out that flooring from the terracotta tile and the grout lines to put a new one on top, adding that sort of layer of visqueen, that's not really going to do anything for you. It's not going to fill in those gaps. It's just going to be another layer that sort of, you know, follows all of those rises and falls between the tile and the grout. Now, depending on the type of flooring you pick, you might find a plank or a tile per se in a vinyl or a laminate that has a backing on it that sort of acts as that underlayment and will level that out as you install it. So it's a good way that you can achieve that level and still go over the floor.
Yeah, I totally agree. And there are a lot of great flooring choices that are sort of stiff right now, and they don't really require any underlayment whatsoever. For example, the luxury vinyl planks, they don't require an underlayment. And the laminates, yeah, they do have underlayments that are built into it. Usually they're like a foam that's maybe like, I don't know, an eighth of an inch thick or a little bit less that helps them sit nicely. But remember, we're talking about floating floors here too. You don't have to attach these to the old floor. You just lay them right on top. You get up to be within a quarter to half inch of the walls, and then you put some trim on top of that to cover that gap, and you should be good to go. So it's actually a really easy floor to install, and you definitely don't need to put any plastic sheeting under it because, as Leslie said, you're really not buying anything with that. It's not adding to the moisture resistance. You really don't need to do it.
Well, if you live in an old home like both Tom and I do, and you've got some cast iron radiators, you really know that there's no better way to get warm. And, you know, you get nice, even heat all winter long, no matter the temps.
True, but they definitely provide a level of comfort that you just don't get with forced hot air. The radiators themselves, though, can really be hard to incorporate into your decor.
Yeah, and this is definitely one of those elements that adds that kind of old world charm to any older home. And I'm kind of shocked when we get these calls that people are, you know, calling into the show. They want to replace them because baseboard radiators are just the best. I mean, I can't even believe we get them, those calls.
Yeah, but you really can't beat the mass of a cast iron radiator. I mean, the sheer weight holds a lot of heat and distributes it cleanly and quietly. And some of those baseboard radiators can make a real racket because the metal's always expanding and contracting and makes sort of like a creaky sound. Plus, the cast iron radiators, hot water heat is just a moist heat that is a lot more comfortable than forced air.
Yeah, if I could ever find the people who at some point in my home's 100-year-old life replaced all of the radiators on the first floor with those baseboard aluminum ones,
yeah,
I would just like to ask them, what did you do that for? Because you're right, they're noisy, they just don't hold heat that great, and the first floor is always chilly compared to the second floor with the real beautiful radiators that's always perfectly cozy. So it's obvious, guys, we love cast iron radiators. They look good, they function really great, but what is the best way that you can refinish them? Well, this is a project that you can definitely do yourself. You just need a wire brush, and that's going to strip away any loose paint, and then make sure you vacuum up all of that loose paint, and then wash the radiator down with a solution of trisodium phosphate, that's TSP, you'll find it in the paint aisle.
And next, you want to mask it off, so mask around it, like the wall, mask under it. I usually use newspapers and cardboard and masking tape to really kind of create what's almost like a paint booth that surrounds this and protects the walls and the floors. That's definitely the easiest way to get the paint in all of those small spaces, is to mask that sort of chamber around it and then just use spray paint. Spray paint designed for metal, like a Rust-Oleum or something of that nature, and use very light coats, but several of them, and it will last a really long time.
Yeah, you know, another option, guys, is to install a vented radiator cover, and they can be really beautiful, and there's a lot of different options to the style and sort of finishing details that you can put together on these covers. A lot of different ways that you can build them. You can look them up online for a bunch of different inspiration ideas. If you're not handy, you can have a carpenter come and build one for you. They're definitely lovely. But you have to remember, you might need to run that radiator a little longer to get that heat over and through those covers. So maybe you just want it in some of the rooms, but not all of the rooms. We have them on all the radiators upstairs. They're lovely. I mean, they really just are so cute and so perfect for the age of the house and just the functionality of the radiator. So if you've got them, guys, don't get rid of them.
You know, in a house we bought recently, there were a couple of radiators missing, two or three, and I was kind of bummed out by them. I didn't really think I needed them because it was feeling like the house was overheated, but guess what? I was really glad to find them up in the attic. So whoever took those out many, many years ago was smart enough to know, hey, we might want to put these back in or use them somewhere else, and they saved them. And the nice thing about old radiators, they're just as good as the day they were first put in.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this almost spring weekend. I mean, we're almost through March. I know it just began, but I'm pushing towards spring, you guys. So what are you working on? You got some projects that you're planning on tackling? Well, whatever it is, Team Money Pit can help you get that project done. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, when your rental lease ends, don't leave money on that table. We've got a few of the best things that you can do to get your security deposit back when the Money Pit returns.
Live in the Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N-P-U-R-E-Deals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of projects are you dreaming about, you guys, for this spring and summer season? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Just join us on the Money Pit Podcast every Monday and every Thursday. You can get yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Sarah on the line who's got a question about a structural issue at home. What's going on?
My husband and I are thinking about digging out some of our crawl space. So right now it's really shallow. It's more like a belly crawl space, and we're thinking about digging it down 3 or 4 feet. We have about 12 feet from the foundation wall to the center support wall, and there are no other supports that are in there at this time. So we're thinking about cutting into that center 4 feet and digging down about 4 or 5 feet, just so that working on items would be a little bit easier and getting around under the house would be a little simpler. But is there anything that we should be aware of, or is this something we should even attempt? I don't know. We just wanted your opinion.
Hey, Sarah, you know, digging out that crawl space like you're suggesting would be a really bad move, and here's why. You can't just take that dirt away, because the foundation is supported by that dirt right to the side of it, right? And that center wall going down the crawl space, that the foundation under those beams is being supported by the soil that's there. And if you take a big chunk of soil out from the middle of that, you could get some shifting where the dirt will sort of fill that in, especially if you had like weather or a leak or something of that nature. And it can actually undermine that foundation for the crawl space. Typically, if you have a house that's on a crawl space and you want to dig out a basement, you essentially have to create retaining walls inside of that perimeter. And that's called, in the business, a Yankee basement. I don't know why they call it a Yankee basement. It was really popular up in New England at one point. But typically, there will be an additional foundation wall that's built there for the sole purpose of holding that soil in place, because of that outside soil that's under that original crawl space depletes. You're going to have nothing holding up the house, and then you could get a major shift and a big structural problem. So don't do it. You want to scrape out a little bit of that soil so you can kind of wiggle in there to make a repair? Fine, but a really bad idea it would be to take out 4 feet or 4 or 5 feet deep of that all the way.
Well, if you've been renting, you definitely want to get your security deposit back when your lease ends.
Yes, but for that to happen, landlords want to see that their property has been taken care of and left in good condition for the next tenant.
Yep, so to help, guys, here are 5 simple things that tenants often forget to do that can leave their rental home looking its best and make a good impression on the landlord when it's time to go. First of all, you want to clean the stovetops and the oven. Now, burner guards collect lots of food buildup, and there may be burn marks, so give them a good scrub with bleach or even a kitchen cleanser. And then if you've got baked-on residue inside the oven, you can make your own oven cleaner with a baking soda mixture or use one of the chemical oven cleaners that you can buy. Now, also think about wiping down vertical surfaces like mirrors, walls, doors, windows, cabinets. You can use vinegar or you can use alcohol wipes. That's going to remove the dust, the streaks, any scuff marks that may have gone previously unnoticed. It really just does a wonderful job of kind of freshening things up. And also use a duster, rags, even a vacuum to get rid of the dust that collects on the blinds, the ceiling fans, the vents, the windowsills, molding, baseboards. I mean, you thoroughly want to give the house a deep cleaning.
Now, if you've got a washer or a dryer, you can leave them sparkling both inside and out by wiping off any splotches on the exterior and then running an empty load in the washing machine. Now, a couple of ways you can do that. You could run that just with vinegar instead of fabric softener to leave it fresh and clean. Or if you want to kind of like really detox the machine, because sometimes bacteria builds up in all of those seals, you can run hot water and just bleach, and that will clean and kill any bacteria that's in there and leave the machine super clean and ready to go for the next time. I think what I would do if I did that is I would run it twice. I would do it once with the bleach, and I'd do it once just with water to make sure I rinsed all that bleach away, and then we would be good to go.
Yeah, and don't forget to look at those hidden areas behind and under those movable appliances and even the furniture. Take a look all around the stove, the microwave, the refrigerator, and any furniture that's definitely staying behind to see if anything's fallen behind there. And remember, sweep up any dirt and debris. It's just those little things, which I know is a big project, but it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and when it comes to doing that final walkthrough with your landlord, you'll leave a good last impression, which is just as important as making a good first impression, except now you get some security deposit money back for all of your hard work.
Heading up to New Hampshire, where we've got Russ on the line, who's dealing with some tricky electrical issues going on over there. What's happening?
Bought a new home 2 years ago when my wife and I moved here to retire, and for the same 2 years, a 3-switch light circuit in my hall leading from the kitchen to the bedroom worked just fine. Any one of the 3 switches would turn the lights, the can ceilings, on or off. And about a month ago, that stopped working such that the 2nd and 3rd light switch would only operate if the 1st light switch was in the down position. vehicles. I've done some troubleshooting. I've replaced light switches, and when that didn't solve the problem, took them back out and put the old ones in. Can't get it to work properly and would like some guidance if you can think of some things that I should do before I spend a couple of $100 to get an electrician in the house.
Hey, Russ. Yeah, well, wiring a three-way switch is tricky enough. You've got a four-way switch. So the fact of the matter is that you can have a failure at any point in that wiring. It may not just be the switch itself. It might actually be at the fixture end or at a splice somewhere else. And if it's feeding multiple lights, like hi-hat lights in the ceiling, it could be at one of the lights, but not more of the lights. So I think in this case, you're wise to actually hire an electrician and trace out each part of the circuit until you figure out what's going on. The one thing I would do before that is just a double check to make sure you put the wiring back in the right place, because it's kind of tricky sometimes, and what I usually recommend is people take photographs before they do that. But if you rewired it correctly when you switched out those the switch that you thought was bad, then that's about all you can do, and I would go to a pro and get straightened out.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, have you ever needed to turn the water off for your entire house? Well, Keith did, and now he's worried what's going to happen when he turns it back on. We're going to help him avoid those leaks when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can pray it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercials, I'll hop with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Rusted out, we'd find leaks that way. If you wanted to check a shower, what I would do is put a washcloth across the drain, fill it up with a couple of inches of water, and quickly go downstairs to make sure nothing is coming through. But if you do it slowly and deliberately, if you pay attention to the flow of water so you don't let anything get out of control, and get a friend, you know, get a couple of people to help you keep an eye on the place while you're turning that water back on, you know, 9 out of 10 times, it's fine. It's that one time where it doesn't go well that you want to catch quickly.
Yeah, and I mean, it could be a big, gigantic mess if it doesn't go well. So definitely enlist the help of some friends, and good luck with the project. Now we've got Irene, who's got a leaky Kohler toilet, but not the kind of leak that you're probably thinking of. She says that the problem is condensation is forming on the outside surface of the toilet, and then it's dripping on the wood floor. And she's wondering if the toilet is the issue.
Uh-huh. It's not the toilet. What's happening here is good old-fashioned condensation. The same condensation that forms on the outside of a iced tea glass in the summer on your patio, that's just moisture that's forming on the outside of the toilet tank. And it happens because two things. Number one, you've probably got very cold water. Maybe you have very, very cold groundwater coming in. And secondly, you've got some humidity in that bathroom space. Maybe your ventilation is not working properly. Maybe you don't have a vent fan. And when you have humidity striking the cold tank, what you get is condensation and drips. And if you've got a wood floor, then it could be real damaging. Here's a little trick. If you've done the normal things, you've got fans and you can't get rid of the humidity, you could add a mixing valve, which will mix in a little bit of hot water into the cold water supply for the toilet. That will warm it just enough, not to be terribly wasteful, but to avoid the condensation issue. And that ought to solve it.
All right, now that seems smart, but Tom, explain this to me. I've seen people put a brick in the toilet tank. What the heck is that about?
Oh, yeah, that's an old toilet tank that's really big and they're trying to use less water, so they put a brick in it. Problem is, all those little pieces of the brick break off and they ruin the seals and it leaks, like, really quickly. So that's definitely not something you want to do.
All right, good to know.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. We hope that we have given you some good tips and ideas and information to avoid the perspiration when it comes to the stress of taking on projects around your house. Remember, if you've got questions as you tackle these jobs, you can reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and record a voicemail for us. We will get it and insert you into the very next show we do. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockshire. Former President Trump is concerned about America's future.
For 7 years, you and I have been engaged in an epic struggle to rescue our country from the people who hate it and want to absolutely destroy it. The sinister forces trying to kill America have done everything they can to stop me, to silence you, and to turn this nation into a socialist dumping ground for criminals.
Mr. Trump speaking today at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Oxon Hill, Maryland, where he easily won the straw poll for the 2024 GOP nomination, garnering 62% of the vote among those attending the event. Meanwhile, in Washington, self-help author Marianne Williamson today officially tossed her hat again into the presidential ring. She's the first Democrat to formally challenge President Biden for the 2024 nomination. During her 2020 campaign, the 70-year-old was best known for wanting to create a Department of Peace and argued the federal government should pay massive financial reparations to black Americans as atonement for centuries of slavery and discrimination. Senator Joe Manchin says he's open to discussions about alternatives to Social Security for younger Americans.
The independent-minded Democrat from West Virginia stresses he is not open to discussions about cutting Social Security or Medicare, but posed the question during a Fox Business interview, is there a better way younger people can invest and have something for retirement? I don't know. Manchin says any discussion should be aimed at shoring up the programs and protecting the benefits seniors rely on. The experts say Social Security will start running a shortfall in 2032. The Medicare Trust Fund only projected to remain solvent through 2028. Bob Agnew reporting.
And you check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Public refuges known as warm hubs are sprouting across Britain this winter as soaring food and energy prices are taking their toll on citizens.
Thousands of warm hubs have appeared throughout the UK in libraries, churches and community centres. They act as a haven for those who cannot afford to continuously heat their homes or are trying to save money by skipping hot meals. The disastrous combination of Russia's war in Ukraine, continuing disruption from the pandemic and the economic aftershocks of Brexit is putting more people in Britain under financial strain. The UK's annual inflation rate was just above 10% in January, with food prices up almost 17% over the year. Karen Chavas, London.
King Charles III will travel to France and Germany for his first state visit since becoming monarch, underscoring Britain's efforts to build bridges with its European neighbors. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A disgraced cryptocurrency entrepreneur may be getting a phone.
Prosecutors and attorneys for FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried now requesting he be allowed to have a flip phone or another device that's not a smartphone while on bail. Under that proposal, Bankman-Fried's phone functions would be limited to SMS text messages and voice calls. He could also get a new laptop with very limited use. A judge still must decide whether to approve that proposal. Jason Walker reporting.
Federal officials are investigating a string of close calls between planes, including one this week at Boston's Logan Airport. The incidents are raising questions about whether air travel is getting less safe. The FAA plans a safety summit this month to look at whether some measures used to prevent accidents are less effective than they used to be. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political, global alert news hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are ready for spring. I got to tell you that. We are ready. We are raring to go. It's getting close. I've had a couple of warm weekend days. I was tempted to get out there and get started on some things, but I waited because I know I figure it'll probably snow as soon as I start to paint something because it's so unpredictable.
That's
right now.
That's usually what happens.
Right? Yeah, I feel there's going to be a big March blowout. It's going to set me back a little bit. But anyway, if you've got some projects that you guys are thinking about getting done, you're in the right place because we'd love to help you get those projects done by giving you some tips and advice based on our 20-plus years of experience in these seats tackling these projects. We know which end of the hammer to hold, and we are there to help you. Now, we won't hold the nail for you because we know better, but we will tell you what you need to know to get that project done, whether you're doing it yourself or you're hiring a pro. So first things is reach out to us. And that's by going to moneypit.com/ask, moneypit.com/ask. You can record a question for us right there, and we'll get to it in the next show. Or you can call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, coming up on today's episode, if you are trying to sell your home, the kitchen is the one room that really has to stand out. We're going to share some tips to help you make your kitchen really close the deal with some smart staging just ahead.
And if there's one thing that the pandemic left us with, it's a new appreciation for the space we call home. In fact, according to research conducted by Angie, for the last 3 years, the top reason for completing a home improvement project has been to make the home better to suit your lifestyle needs. So home expert Mallory Mystich is joining us with the results, including how much folks are actually spending on all of those projects just ahead.
And while most folks focus on how their landscape looks, they may not be as focused on how their lightscape looks. With the right combination of low-voltage lighting, there is a whole new view awaiting you, so we're going to walk you through those options just ahead.
But first, are you dreaming about a special project to tackle this upcoming spring season? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So reach out to Team Money Pit to get your project started.
Go to moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Adrian, Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I have a question about Bermuda seeds. Last year, my lawn was destroyed by armyworms, and I wanted to know what was the best way to reseed my lawn using hybrid Bermuda seeds.
So your lawn was destroyed by worms? Is that what you said?
Yeah, armyworms.
Oh, armyworms. Oh, interesting. Yeah. And what did you do to address the infestation?
We used pesticide.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you kill the lawn in the process?
Some of the Bermuda.
What you might want to do is do a Roundup restoration. A Roundup restoration is where you treat all of the lawn, and actually it's a little bit late now because you would do this in the fall, but you would treat all the entire lawn, which basically kills the lawn and anything that's coming up through it, like the weeds and all of that. And then as that starts to die off, I think you have to wait like 2 weeks or so after doing the application. You actually seed right on top of it or seed through it.
Okay.
The way the process works is the new grass grows up through the old grass, and as the old grass kind of deteriorates away, the new grass comes up, but the old grass sort of holds it in place and helps it get going. If you do it early enough, then, you know, you have pretty good root depth by the time the warm summer sun starts to arrive. And in terms of selecting that seed, you know, you mentioned a couple of seeds. I'm not quite sure with whether or not either of those work in your part of the country. I might do some more local research on that. But if you've had a diseased lawn in the past, that's one way to deal with it. We did that to our house many, many years ago. And what we got after the very first spring, it came up and we had a nice green lawn. It was thin. You know, it wasn't really dense because it was the first season. But by the time we got the second and third season, man, I tell you what, it was really thick and beautiful. And I'm very, very happy that we did that because the other option would have been to continually treat, you know, every ailment the lawn had with pesticides, and I was very pleased to just having done it once and not had to do it again. I will say, though, it's kind of shocking, though, when your entire lawn turns brown at the same time, your neighbors kind of wonder what's going on at your house. But it really did work. So it's called a Roundup restoration. I might be tempted to give that a try in this particular situation, Adrian. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Heading out to Pennsylvania, we've got Dawn on the line with a decking question.
I listened to the question earlier about refinishing a deck. We did use a solid color stain on the deck. It is exposed to sun and rain with no covering on it. When we refinish it the next time, would it be advisable to put some kind of a sealer, like a polyurethane, over that stain?
So, Dawn, if you're using a good quality solid stain, you absolutely don't need to put any kind of sealer on top of that. You mentioned a urethane or a varathane. That's not going to help you in this case, and it's really not going to buy anything in terms of longevity. You want to make sure that that wood can breathe. It's going to give the board some ultraviolet UV protection, and it will cut down the cracks and the checks, and the color should last you a few years. You shouldn't be doing this every year. I'm afraid if you put anything on that that's, you know, like a sealer, like a urethane, like you're suggesting, it's just going to peel and look really terrible. So I think you've done the right thing, and you just take it from there.
All right, now we've got Chris on the line, who's got a heating question and is looking at two very different sources, heat pumps versus pellet stoves. Tell us what you're thinking.
I've got a question. What do you think is more efficient in a four-bedroom house, a pellet stove or a heat pump?
You know, the first thing that occurs to me, Leslie, is a heat pump is going to be hooked up into a central heating system, a central ducted system. A pellet stove, on the other hand, is going to be sort of a point-of-use heat, right? Like one stove in the middle of the house.
I mean, every time I've ever seen a pellet stove, and it's been mostly at, like, if a friend's got a vacation house in the woods somewhere, like, that pellet stove is strictly for those rooms that it's in.
Right. Or, you know, it can heat the whole house if it's set up for that way. But typically, if you're going to have a heat pump, that's going to be part of your heating and air conditioning system. It's going to supply that warm air through a duct system that's distributed throughout the house. So I think it's kind of hard to compare efficiency. They're just two totally different systems. I will say this. You didn't mention where you were calling from, Chris, but if you are in the south, a heat pump is perfectly suited for that. If you are in the north, then not so much, because they really don't work as efficiently when you get, say, northwards of maybe, I don't know, the Georgia line maybe, where it starts to really get into some cold weather. You certainly get up into our part of the country in the northeast. The Midwest is going to be very cold. So in those areas, heat pumps can be very expensive to run, because heat pumps will only maintain heat within a 3-degree range. What I mean by that is, if you set your temperature for, say, 68, and the temperature in the house falls to 67 or 66 or 65, the heat pump will run. If it gets any deeper than that, the heat pump will bring on electric resistance heat, which is built into the system and costs at least twice as much to run and get that temperature back up. So it ends up hitting that sort of emergency heat zone more often than you want. That makes it really expensive. So, Leslie, I think you're right. If you've got an open cabin, open design house, and you got a pellet stove and you like that and you don't mind, you know, having to buy pellets and feed it all the time. Of course, there's automatic feeders, but you just can't ignore it. You know, I certainly wouldn't go away and leave it on.
No, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I've always felt like you got to be in the room. Like, they make me a little nervous. I know, for no reason, but it just seems like you got to watch them. This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, if you plan to sell your home this spring, buyers will be looking very closely at the kitchen. We're going to share the recipe for making sure your kitchen looks its best when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? Maybe those projects have left you a little bit wondering if you're doing it the right way, or maybe there's a better approach, or should you do the project yourself? Well, whatever it is, if you've got some home improvement questions, we've got the answers. We can help you save some money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on that road to your dream house.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
June in Alaska's on the line with a question about tiles cracking on the floor. How can we help you today?
I was listening to your wonderful program, and when you got to the part about the in-floor heat, we have a lot of that here in our area, the in-floor heating,
yes.
And I love it. However, our home is only 10 years old. It's fairly new, but I've noticed my bathroom floors, they have ceramic tile.
Okay.
And we have some hairline cracks in them.
Mm, yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to replace them. But when I do that, I want to know how to have the people do it properly.
Right.
So that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, so I think you may have heard us talking to the representative from Schluter Systems. You're referring to the remote show that I did up in Newton, Massachusetts with all of the guys at This Old House. And we were talking about one of the products they put in, which is a product called Ditra. And Ditra is a membrane that goes under tile, and it does just that. It prevents cracking. But now they have Ditra where they've combined it with a heating system. So you can have an electric floor underneath your tile, and you know that the tile is going to be both warm and it will not crack. So it's a really cool product, very effective, and I really hate to get the calls from folks that are asking me how to stop their floors from cracking because there's no easy answer. It's happening because the floor wasn't put down correctly to begin with. But now you can put down this Ditra product with the heating system built in. There's a Wi-Fi thermostat that's available for it, and you've got all the parts in one place. So I would definitely encourage you to look into that. When you're ready to do the floor, just look for those Schluter Systems, their website, and it's pretty obvious. It's called Ditra Heat. They've been making products for pros that install tile for a long, long time, and that's why the guys at This Old House use them for so many of those critical bathroom projects there. All right, June, good luck with that project.
Love your program.
Well, thank you very much. Well, if you're putting your home on the market this spring, making sure the kitchen looks its best is really critical to helping potential buyers picture themselves cooking and dining and entertaining there someday. Now, according to Realtor.com, you don't need to knock down walls or spend a lot of money on renos or professional home staging services for that matter, as long as you avoid making some very rookie mistakes. Right, Les?
Yeah, you know, first of all, the buyers want to see lots of counter space. So clear off any clutter you've got, remove those dish racks, the pile of mail, small appliances, any gadgets, all of that stuff, because they want to see how much space you actually have available, and then they can clutter it up with their own stuff and figure out that there's really not a lot of space. Next, you want to show off those more impressive items. If you've got a stand mixer, an espresso machine, and then just seriously put everything else away in the cabinets or plastic bins so they're not going to see all of the stuff, or this is a good chance for you to start just getting rid of the things that you don't need, so when you do move, you're moving with less.
Yeah, and you hope they don't open those cabinet doors and everything falls out again, right?
or that closet you're shoving everything in.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is good lighting. You want to make sure the kitchen is very well lit and eliminate any dark spaces by adding small lamps or under-cabinet lighting where it's needed. Now, you can use LED light strips, for example, or even rechargeable light bulbs if you don't have any electrical outlets nearby. I'm always amazed with how bright those battery-powered LED lights can be, because they're just amazing how much juice you can get out of there and how much equivalent wattage you can get from just a battery. We've got some of these, for example, I've got some in the basement stair. Those batteries have so far lasted over a year without replacing. And this is a spotlight, so it's pretty amazing.
Now, you also have to remember one more thing. Get rid of the personal stuff. I mean, people want to envision themselves in the house and not really your family kind of living there at the point. So if you've got some photos and fridge magnets, just take away all that personal stuff. Remove signs, wall art that's kind of, you know, too personal to you or too cutesy. You know, you want it to feel appealing to them. You want them to envision themselves in the space. So go ahead and get rid of that personal stuff.
Now, adjacent to the kitchen is the dining area. It could be a kitchen table. It could be a dining room. It could be a breakfast bar. You want to arrange attractive place settings to make the buyers look forward to sitting down, enjoying a home-cooked meal there by adding things like fruit, cloth napkins, or flowers, but without overcrowding that surface.
Now, here's another thing. You want to avoid having rugs on the kitchen floor so that the room looks as spacious as possible. Now, those rugs and rug mats can create floor clutter, and if you've got newer floors, you really want to make sure that they're visible, because that's a selling feature instead of covering them up.
And this is critical, cleaning. Regular cleaning is good, but if you're going to sell your house, deep cleaning your kitchen is even better. Buyers are going to look closely inside cabinets and drawers as well as surfaces. You want to eliminate all the dirt, the grime, the grease that accumulates in the kitchen and gets hidden in those corners. Stove hoods, range tops, it's worth hiring a professional house cleaning crew to make things really sparkle.
Yeah, and here's another thing. Say you've cooked a big meal the night before you're about to show the house, and the house kind of still smells like food. Go ahead and bake a batch of cookies or something that's really yummy and delicious smelling. So that's kind of like a tempting, delicious scent that folks are going to smell when they walk in the house. And they'll be like, ooh, this house is like cookies and I like it.
I remember some years ago when I was going in as a home inspector and I'd say, oh, the house smells good. What are you baking? She says, I don't bake. I just put a couple of drops of vanilla on a light bulb. It smelled like the place was baking chocolate chip cookies, you know.
Heading over to chat with Jim, who's got some serious heat pump problems. What's going on at your money pit?
I've had two heat pumps, and the first one went dead right at the warranty expiration of 10 years. The second one that I've currently got has had issues now in its seventh year, and I can explain it more deeply, but it evidently broke a seal between the copper line where it goes into the compressor. The service company tried to solder it, and that broke after 2 days, and now I'm stuck with bills because it takes 10 pounds of R410A to fill it when it loses everything. That cost me $500 plus another $250 for the labor. So I don't want to keep repetitively trying to have my service person solder and then it breaks and I'm back to another $750 bill. So I think my driving question is going to be, what should I do with this heat pump that's basically dead now after 7 years?
Hey, Jim, here's a question. Why are you paying a second time for a refrigerant to refill the soldered refrigerant line that broke when the service technician obviously didn't solder it correctly? I mean, the guy solders it, fills the system up, it lasts 2 days, and now they want you to pay again for him to solder it a second time? That's ridiculous. There has to be some level of workmanship, some level of warranty on the guy's work. If you paid this once, I think it's their responsibility to repair it again and to pay for more refrigerant, which, by the way, is kind of a ridiculous price that they're charging you there. So I would definitely go back to your service company and tell them it's not your problem that their work wasn't done well enough and failed in 2 days. That's not why you hired them. That's not why you paid their rates. Was to make sure they did it once and did it right so you don't have to do it again every 2 days, right? Beyond that, I don't think it's worth, if this doesn't solve it, I don't think it's worth trying to save the heat pump further. Plus, the heat pumps today are much more efficient than they were 7 or 10 years ago. So if this doesn't get straightened out, I would tell you to replace the system. And if there's an opportunity to change fuels, maybe when this was put in, you had electricity and now there's gas in the street, go with the gas furnace. It has a lot fewer moving parts and will definitely last a lot longer.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Well, for 3 years now, the top reason for completing a home improvement project has been to make your home better to suit your lifestyle needs. So we're going to share the results of a new survey that details home improvement trends and their costs when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Now,
this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if there's one thing that the pandemic left us with, it's a new appreciation for the space we call home. In fact, according to research conducted by Angie, for the last 3 years, the top reason for completing a home improvement project has been to make the home better to suit your lifestyle needs.
And with us to talk about that is Mallory Meistich, home expert for Angie. Welcome, Mallory.
Hi, thanks for having me on today.
You know, this shift is really interesting because pre-pandemic, the reasons for remodeling were a heck of a lot different, right?
Oh, they were so different. It was actually, there was really one main motivating factor pre-pandemic for the improvement work people were doing in their home, and that was ROI and resale value. We've seen since 2020 that has completely shifted, whether it's because people are spending more time in their home or they just bought a home. People are doing work to get their homes to suit their current needs. That's a big shift.
It's kind of like we lost sight of the reason we have a home. You know what I mean? It's not just to sell it in the future. It's to enjoy it while we have it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that is one of the positive outcomes of the last couple of years. We really, especially when we were forced to spend all this time in our homes, we really got to see this additional value. It's not just an investment vehicle. I think what happened in 2008 primed a lot of us to think about our homes in a very investment money focused way. And then all of a sudden something happened. Everyone's like, hey, you got to stay home. You're not going into the office. All that stuff that we used to live outside of the home came inside, and we really started to appreciate the space in a different way. And that flowed all the way through to home improvement projects.
Now, do you think you're seeing folks kind of maintaining things in their home a lot better because of the time spent at the home so that they're extending the life of certain areas of the house, or are they just starting from scratch in new spots in the home?
Yeah, that is a great question. We have been seeing an uptick in home maintenance projects. So think things like keeping up with the systems in your home, things like lawn care cleaning, that ever pesky task of getting your gutters cleaned. We've seen a really strong uptick starting in 2020. On average, the homeowner is doing about 7.5 jobs per year just on home maintenance projects, which that's a lot. However, we all know our homes probably have more than 7 maintenance projects a year. So we still think that there's room to grow for homeowners in terms of maintenance and how they approach maintenance.
Well, what about the bigger project, the bigger sort of investment level projects? Are folks still doing the bathroom and kitchen remodels? I saw a note here that said you're seeing an uptick in things like adding solar panels, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, we are. And yes, to answer your question, yes, we are still seeing people take on some of those big improvement projects. Last year in 2022, across all home improvement, maintenance, and emergency repair work, homeowners spent about $13,000, and a bulk of that, around $9,000, was on those larger improvement projects. Looking forward, homeowners still want to take on a lot of work, and we saw bathrooms, solar panels, outdoor renovations, refinishing basements, and even upgrading HVAC systems as the top 5 projects people wanted to take on in the next 5 years. So, yes, people are still taking on the big projects, and they want to keep doing so over the next 5 years.
Are they spending a ton of money on these projects? Like, what kind of plans are they coming up with to pay for these?
Yeah, so that is an interesting question as well. We find that people are pretty budget conscious when it comes to home improvement projects. There's definitely folks that take on high end, but the average American homeowner is spending around $13,000 annually on all these projects combined. That being said, obviously there are probably some years where you take on a little bit more expensive ones and other years where you don't. But when we ask folks thinking about in the next 5 years in the future, these large investment projects, how do you want to fund them? The number one response was cash. And then right after that, credit card. So unlike years past where they might have been thinking about more traditional, like, loan-type investments, and this could absolutely be a reaction to interest rates, we see people saying, I want to fund this with cash and I want to fund this with credit cards.
Yeah, they also may not be building up the equity like they used to as quickly because home values and because the cost of the money is so high right now, right? So they're not really, they don't really have a lot of money they could tap into, like, with a home remodeling loan. So paying cash is always the best way because, they say, cash is king, right? And it's just nice to be able to have that and spend it and be done with it. You know what I think one of the great values is of the kinds of survey work that you guys do at Angi is a lot of times folks are buying homes and they don't really have much of a clue as to what the upkeep and the maintenance and the rental costs should be. And you've got some really good guidance from doing the work that you guys do. As you said, you know, the average spend across the whole of the home improvement, maintenance, and emergencies was $13,000. So across 12 and a half projects, so, you know, roughly $1,000 a project. You know, that's the kind of money you have to be able to sort of have set aside when you buy a house because you're going to be spending it. And then the other number is what's the budget for home maintenance project? And you guys calculated that at 1%. So 1% of your home value is what you're going to be spending every year just for the maintenance projects. You know, the heating and cooling system services and things of that nature, the chimney cleaning, that's going to all add up to be about 1% of your home's value. So really good guidance so you're not surprised by these types of expenses when they happen.
Now, Mallory, what about emergencies? I mean, sometimes you can't maintain everything, or maybe you just didn't. Something goes kablooey. So what should you be planning for?
Yeah, we find on average a homeowner has about 1 to 2 unplanned home emergencies every year. And the average price tag for those is around $2,000. So this is absolutely something that we highly recommend every homeowner consider. Have a pool of at least $2,000. I more recommend around $5,000. Sitting and ready, just in case anything comes up. We're also seeing an increase in these home emergencies correlating to some of the extreme weather that we're seeing more around the entire United States. So whether it's issues due to some of the severe rains that we're having out in California or the freezes that we're seeing throughout the state of Texas, even the kind of recent tornadoes in the southeastern United States, these kind of weather-related home emergencies are also happening with a little bit more frequency. So, yes, absolutely homeowners should be setting aside some money annually for these unexpected emergencies. Generally, if a homeowner has a home emergency, it's about $2,000, but I say it's always better to bucket a little bit more savings so you know that you'll have money to cover it. Even if it is something that's eventually going to be covered by your homeowner's insurance, you still might be paying out of pocket for a period of time.
Good advice. Mallory Mystich from Angi, the home expert. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. And, you know, on this show, we say you could do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. And that includes getting help from good qualified pros. You can find a pro to tackle your project by going to Angi.com. Thanks again.
Awesome. Thank you.
Coming up, safety, security, and style. A good outside lighting design should be delivering all three. We're going to have tips to improve your home's nighttime landscape with an exterior lightscape after this.
You live in a body pit.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy six-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from five of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Well, while most homeowners are focusing on how their landscape looks, they might not be focused on their lightscape. Now, with the right combination of exterior lighting, there's a whole new night view that's awaiting you and your neighbors as well. Now, a good lighting design can not only add safety and security, but it can also add style if you do it right. So here's what you need to consider. First of all, budget. Oh my goodness, when it comes to outdoor lighting, there definitely is a huge range there. Now, exterior lighting costs can run from a little to a lot, and adding a lightscape to a home where you plan to be for only a few years is going to merit kind of a different level of exterior lighting investment than a home you're going to be in for a very long time. But even for bigger lighting plans, this is one improvement that you can easily spread over a number of years. You do one side or one type of lighting at a time, and then you can sort of, you know, tackle it little by little.
Now, whether you're working with a pro or shopping for do-it-yourself lighting systems, go for quality fixtures and components. Low voltage, definitely the way to go, but you really need to work with good materials like copper and brass. There are a lot of cheap landscape lights out there, and some of them rarely last more than a season or two. So you're better off buying good quality fixtures and breaking your project up into smaller chunks to spread that cost out.
Now, you also want to think about creating mood and creating focus. A range of outdoor lighting fixtures make it possible to illuminate the home's exterior, as well as any Hollywood lighting designer could really do to focus that lighting on key features. That's definitely what you want to do. You want to think about focal points in the front yard, in the backyard, and those are the areas that are going to receive the brightest and, say, the most dramatic spotlighting, and then build the rest of the outdoor lighting scheme around that. Now, overall, you're going to shoot for a natural look that kind of replicates moonlight streaming softly from above, as opposed to those heavy doses of uplighting.
Yep, and one final point. Remember to think about this as a system where you have multiple components all combining to create that lightscape. You know, many times you think of lighting one fixture at a time, but in this case, you want to plan it out so it all works together to highlight your home.
Heading over to Gail in Virginia, who's got a heating system question. What's going on?
I have an oil furnace that provides my heat and my hot water.
Okay.
My problem is that I constantly have to adjust the water temperature in my shower.
Because it's too hot or too cold or what?
Yeah, too hot. I've tried turning it down. I've tried turning the temperature down on the furnace, but then it affects my heat and I run out of hot water.
I know exactly what you have. You don't actually have a furnace. You have a boiler.
Yeah.
And you have an indirect water heater. Is there a tank, the tank-like structure next to the boiler, or is it all coming straight off the boiler?
Straight off the boiler.
Okay. So what you want to look for, and maybe the next time you have the system serviced, you should be able to find this, is there's a valve called a mixing valve. And the purpose of the mixing valve is to add cold water to that 160-odd degree water that comes off the heating system, because you don't want to have that full temperatured water going to your shower because you're going to get scalded.
Uh-huh.
All tankless coils, that's the kind of system you have, by the way. It's called a tankless coil. It's built into the boiler. Have a mixing valve, and the mixing valve adds that cold water into it, and this way you have two basically ways to adjust temperature. As you've discovered, if you turn the temperature down for the water going through the boiler, your house doesn't heat quite so well because your radiators don't get hot. So, but there are really two separate purposes. You know, the water that you're using domestically for the shower shouldn't get any hotter than 110 or 120 degrees max. But for the heating system, do you have steel radiators or cast iron? What kind of radiators do you have?
Steel.
Okay, so those steel baseboard radios, usually you have to have 160, 170 degree water coming out of the boiler for them to work right. So that's what's going on. You just need to find your mixing valve. So I would make sure you identify that and have the technician show you how to operate it and set it, because you shouldn't have to keep messing around with it, okay?
Excellent. Thank you so very much.
This is the Money Pit. Welcome to the almost spring season. Whatever you are working on, the Money Pit is here to lend a hand. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie's going to help you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, you've got some gunk or maybe odors inside of that fridge? Well, we're going to share some tips on the best way to keep it clean and free of bacteria next.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
For details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. We know you got a project or two in mind. Give us a call for help. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com/ask.
Patty wrote in saying, I'm replacing my T111 plywood siding with a vinyl siding, and I've got one side of the house that's buckled, and I'm wondering if that particular side should be removed.
Well, not remove, Patty, but definitely fix so that the vinyl lies flat. T111 actually plays two roles. It acts as both the sheathing, which structurally reinforces the framing of the exterior home, and it serves as the siding, which keeps the water out. So you definitely need it. But if the siding is not going over a flat surface, it's not going to lay right. It's going to warp, especially in the warmer weather. And when the siding is installed, it's really important that it's not nailed solidly to that sheathing. It's nailed loosely. You want to make sure siding has the ability to expand and contract. That's why behind the siding, the nailing flange has slats in it and not holes, because you want to make sure it can slide back and forth. And if you have a flat surface and the right installation, you'll be good to go for many, many years. Well, if you've seen some gunk or odors inside your fridge, Leslie's got some tips on the best way to keep it clean and clear away bacteria that can spoil your food in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, I always see some gunk now and again in my fridge. Seems like it's a constant battle.
Yeah.
De-gunk it.
Think about it. You're in that fridge every day, multiple times a day, with all kinds of stuff, things that can be messy and things that can spill. You know, it's definitely an interesting place. So you got to think about it. Some time it's going to get gunky and it's going to get stinky. So how do you tackle that? Well, you need to regularly wipe down those shelves, the drawers, even the walls of the fridge, because that's going to help remove those stains and then remove those odors. But it's also important for cleaning bacteria that can spoil food. Now, Whirlpool has a few helpful tips for cleaning your fridge and keeping things fresh. First of all, remove everything. Take inventory of all the food that's in the fridge and even in the freezer. Toss out anything that's spoiled or expired, and then place the rest in coolers so it's not going to spoil while you do the work. Then go ahead, turn the power off or unplug the fridge and remove the shelves and the drawers so they warm up. Nothing is worse than trying to, like, clean some gunk off of a really cold shelf. It just doesn't go anywhere. So next there, you want to deep clean that interior. You can use a mild, non-abrasive cleaner that's going to degrease and also disinfect. You can start by wiping down the walls, the ceiling, the bottom surface. Remember all of the drawers, all of the shelves. Then rinse everything. You want to use a soft, damp cloth and then let everything dry completely before you kind of put it all back together. Now, it's also important to clean underneath the fridge. In fact, a handy flat cleaning wand, like the kind you use for dusting window shades and the blinds, that can actually help sweep the bottom and clean the condenser coils. And clean coils are going to help to regulate that temperature inside of the refrigerator. Now, lastly, everybody's hands are touching the outside of that fridge. And, think about all the germs. And if you got kids, everything they're touching. And then they're touching the fridge. And maybe they're picking their nose. You know, I might be speaking from experience of what goes on in my house.
Nice.
But those fridge handles are gross. It's gross. So definitely clean the handles, but also clean the door seals and the doors themselves. You can use a mix of dish soap and water and then dry everything thoroughly. And then by the time you're done, you might be hungry, so you can reach into that nice clean fridge and grab something to eat for all your hard work.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, you know, when most of us head for a hot shower, get the blood flowing like first thing in the morning, we often have to wait, and sometimes wait for the water that runs through the shower to get hot, right? Well, a hot water recirculation system can solve this once and for all. It's not hard to do, and we'll explain the details on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.